Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, why are you and your fellow supporters campaigning for these two ferries to remain in service?
Well, as per your introduction, Philip, these ferries, the lady-class ferries, they're part of the fabric of our harbour. I mean, I personally have been catching them since I went to school in the city, so I've been on them for 40 years. But they're iconic. When you think of Sydney Harbour, you think of those beautiful ferries driving back and forth across the bridge on their way to Mossman and Chongazoo. And the reasons being given for replacing them aren't justifiable. I mean, they have a much greater capacity than what the state is planning to replace them with. Now, on busy days, travelling back and forth to Mossman and to Chongazoo, there's up to 1.7 million visitors going to Chongazoo every year. Now, the lady-class ferries, both of them hold, one of them, the Lady Heron, has 500 capacity, the Lady Northcott has a 700 capacity, and they're planning, and the state's planning on replacing these ferries with ferries that have a very limited capacity of about 130 people. Now, on busy days, when we've got 10 or 15,000 people attending the zoo, what we're doing by taking these larger capacity ferries off the run is creating bottlenecks at both Circular Quay and Taronga Zoo, which, you know, when New South Wales relies a lot on its tourism industry, and to create bottlenecks for no good reason, we just believe it is unjustifiable.
Well, it's an expensive bottleneck to create as well. Several million dollars, tens of millions of dollars going into it. These new proposed ferries, are they going to be faster than the current ferries?
No. I mean, there's only so much speed you can travel on the harbour anyway. Yes, they might be marginally faster, but the ferries can't travel at any faster than what they're travelling now because, I mean, you've got sailing boats, you've got all sorts of things also utilising the harbour. So, now, there has been an argument, Philip, about fuel efficiency, and I do agree that the proposed ferries are more fuel efficient. But, I mean, but this is compensated by the capacity. See, on those big days, you could run the Lady Northcott ferry once per, you know, half an hour, whereas you've got to run three of the little ferries to maintain the same capacity. So the economic savings actually don't stack up because of the capacity issue.
That does create a big problem. Now, you guys held a rally at Taronga Zoo protesting against these the new ferries and the retirement of the old ferries. Can you tell us a bit about what happened at the rally?
Well, the rally was actually great, and what it did, it highlighted to even our international visitors and other people visiting visiting the zoo, how important they were. I mean, we had we sung some songs. We you know, it was a real traditional protest rally. I think all your listeners would have enjoyed it. We had ballads going on. We had artists who spent their lives painting the harbour with the ferries in it, and the strength of feeling within our community is actually quite remarkable. I mean, we do appreciate that sometimes old needs to be replaced with new, but in this case, these are perfectly serviceable ferries. I mean, when you think about places like San Francisco, they didn't throw out the design of their trams, and now when you think of San Francisco, you think about the trams. When you think about London, London could have, you know, the super duper, you know, sleek double decker buses, but the old red London bus becomes an iconic part of the city. Much the same is with our lady class ferries that ply the harbour between Mossman and Circular Quay.
Well, the state government says that some of the spare parts for the ladies aren't made anymore, and that they aren't accessible for people with disabilities as well. That the new ferries will address?
Well, This is a bit more a bit of spin over substance, I would suggest, Philip. There has been talk. I mean, we could solve the efficiency issue of the engines by actually replacing them with new engines and keeping the hull at a minimum cost than buying new ferries. The other point that you raised about disability, look, those ferries are very capable for the disabled. Those disability bathrooms, the ramps are all fully compliant. So I question the veracity of those claims.
Well, looking ahead, what's the next steps for yourself and your fellow campaigners? And how are your chances looking at turning this all around and reversing the government's decision?
Well, the person who brought me into this campaign, Freya Broughton, she's on the ferries every day and organising petitions and raising awareness of the issue. After the rally, there's been greater awareness raised, and that's what we've just got to keep doing. Already we've had the state say to help placate the strong feelings in the community about it, that they'll keep them on for another 6 months. But we don't want them kept on for just 6 months. You know, we want them to stay on running for as long as they possibly can. And refurbishment of engines, spare parts, this is all very achievable. It's I think we're putting some sort of, some bureaucrats decided to be more efficient to have these newer ferries on, but in the long run, it's not going to work for both this community or generally for the tourism industry in Australia. So we'll just keep up the pressure. I encourage all your listeners to join the Save Our Ladies campaign and sign our online petition. When we have enough signatures, we will be asking our local member to present the petition to Parliament.
Well, Roy, it sounds like you've got your work cut out for you. Thanks so much for joining me this morning to have a chat about the ladies and all that you're doing to try and save them, and all the best with the rest of your campaign.
Thank you very much, Philip, and thank you for helping spread the word. We need to keep our ladies on the water.
Mm.
Save the ladies.